First reading this morning is from Numbers 27, verses 16 to 18. And Moses said to the Lord, saying, "Let the Lord, God of the spirits for all flesh, appoint a person over the community who will go out before them and who will lead them in and out on the march, so that the Lord's community will not be like a flock that has no shepherd." And the Lord said to Moses, "Take you Joshua, son of Nun, a man who has spirit within him, and lay your hand upon him." Now from Numbers 15, 38 to 39. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Speak to the Israelites, and you shall say to them that they should make them a fringe on the skirts of their garments for their generations, and place on the fringe of the skirt an indigo twist. And it shall be a fringe for you, and you shall see it and be mindful of all the Lord's commandments, and you shall do them." This reading is from Mark chapter 6, verses 30 through 34 and 53 through 56. Then the apostles regroup around Jesus, and they reported to him everything that they had done and taught. And he says to them, "You come by yourselves to an isolated place and rest a little. You see, many were coming and going, and they didn't even have a chance to eat. So they went away in the boat privately to an isolated place. But many noticed them leaving and figured it out, and raced there on foot from all the towns and got there ahead of them. When he came ashore, he saw a huge crowd and was moved by them, because they resembled sheep without a shepherd, and he started teaching them at length. Once they had crossed over to land, they landed at Gennesaret and moored. As soon as they had gotten out of the boat, people immediately recognized him, and they ran around over the whole area and started bringing those who were ill on mats to wherever he was rumored to be. And wherever he would go, into villages or towns or onto farms, they would lay out the sick in the marketplaces and beg him to let them touch the fringe of his cloak. And all those who managed to touch it were cured."
Sometimes it all seems overwhelming. What's overwhelming, you might ask? What specifically? All of it. Life, the world, politics and yelling, sickness and worry, children and parents, bills and old age, toothaches and stiff joints, a scary future and a sorry past. Breathe. You come by yourselves to an isolated place and rest a little, says Jesus to his disciples. They just witnessed the violent death of John the Baptist and are reporting back. Jesus had sent them all out to say wise things and do good deeds, and it's been a long day. You come by yourselves to an isolated place and rest a little. So they try to sneak off and find a nice spot, maybe with some shade and a cool drink, a nice little quiet place out of the way. They tiptoe to the boat, and off they go. Too late, they've been spotted. People have needs, sheep without a shepherd. These sheep know about that nice isolated place, and they beat Jesus and the disciples to it. The sheep are waiting, needs in hand, minds needing wisdom, bodies needing healing, spirits needing renewal. Rest will have to wait. The text goes on. When he came ashore, that is Jesus, when Jesus came ashore, he saw a huge crowd and was moved by them. His bowels moved is how it's actually translated literally. Because they resembled sheep without a shepherd. And he started teaching them at length. And that's where the lectionary reading stops for today, and it picks up a little bit later. The story that's not covered in today's reading is the feeding of the crowd, 5,000 men and women and children with 5 loaves and 2 fishes. And then following that, The disciples are in the boat rowing like crazy in the midst of the storm, and Jesus kind of walks along past them on the water. And so he gets in the boat with them, storm stills, and Jesus says, "Take courage, it's me." To paraphrase, "Take a breath, friends, it's all good." Then we come back to the reading for today. So they get out of the boat after a long night. They moor the boat. Guess what? Waiting to greet them are sheep without a shepherd, minds needing wisdom, spirits needing renewal, bodies needing healing, because as we know, life can be overwhelming. Politics and yelling, sickness and worry, children and parents, bills and old age, toothaches and stiff joints, a scary future, a sorry past. And the text reads, "As soon as they'd gotten out of the boat, people immediately recognized him, and they ran around over the whole area and started bringing those who were ill on mats to wherever he was rumored to be. And wherever he would go, into villages or towns or onto farms, they would lay out the sick in the marketplaces and beg him to let them touch the fringe of his cloak, and all those who managed to touch it were cured." Back in the day with Moses in the wilderness, the sheep without a shepherd running around, this command came down from the Lord. The Lord spoke to Moses saying, "Speak to the Israelites. You shall say to them that they should make them a fringe on the skirts of their garments for their generations, and place on the fringe of the skirt an indigo twist. And it shall be a fringe for you, and you shall see it and be mindful of all the Lord's commandments, and you shall do them." Which seems a bit detailed, doesn't it, for a command, a tad random? Amidst all of life's overwhelming problems, politics and yelling and sickness and worry, children and parents, bills and old age, toothaches and stiff joints, a scary future and a sorry past, Yahweh wants what? A fringe with an indigo twist? Really? Now? All right, but it's not for Yahweh. "It shall be a fringe for you, and you shall see it and be mindful." It is the fringe with the indigo twist that will remind them to observe Yahweh's commands. The fringe with an indigo twist is to be a sign. The word sign in Arabic is ayah, and the plural is ayat. Ayah, A-Y-A-H. Ayah is evidence, sign, miracle, proof, guidance. Each verse of the Quran is called an ayah. In the Quran, John the Baptist's father, Zechariah, is told he's going to have a son, and the text says this will be a sign, an ayah. You won't speak for 3 days. When Jesus is born, the Quran says, "And we," that's God speaking, "we made the son of Mary and his mother a sign," ayah, or miracle, "and sheltered them within a high ground, having level areas and flowing water." And this is also from the Quran. Chapters and verses, we call them surah and ayat in Arabic. And surah al-Nahl, or the bee, reads this: "It is God who sends water down from the sky, and with it revives the earth when it is dead. There truly is a sign in this for people who listen." In livestock, too, you have a lesson. "We give you a drink from the contents of their bellies, between waste matter and blood, pure milk, sweet to the drinker. From the fruits of date palms and grapes, you take sweet juice and wholesome provisions. There truly is a sign in this for people who use their reason. And your Lord inspired the bee, saying, 'Build yourselves houses in the mountains and trees and in what people construct. Then feed on all kinds of fruit and follow the ways made easy for you by your Lord. And from their bellies comes a drink of different colors in which there is healing for people. There truly is a sign in this for those who think. Jesus would say a similar kind of thing when he finished with his teachings. Those who have ears, let them hear. Or the Quran's version, there truly is a sign in this for those who think or who reflect. So the people come from all over, back to our Jesus story. Wherever Jesus goes, they bring him the sick, and they ask if they could just touch the fringe of his cloak, the fringe with the indigo twist, a sign of God's presence, a sign for those overwhelmed by life, those sheep without a shepherd, amidst all of it, politics and yelling, sickness and worry, children and parents, bills and old age, toothaches and stiff joints, a scary future and a sorry past. Amidst all of it, a sign, an ayah, a fringe with an indigo twist. Grab it. Touch it. Notice it. Be mindful. There are signs in this world. Signs of healing, signs of love, signs of hope, signs of wisdom. What is your fringe with an indigo twist? When you feel like a sheep without a shepherd, when life is overwhelming, is there a sign for you? The Beaverton Resource Guide asked me to write something for the August issue, 200 words or so. Something uplifting was the assignment. And what came to mind was an ayah, a sign. So this is what I wrote. You get to hear it first. I first quoted these verses, these ayat from the Quran. And your Lord inspired the bee, saying, build yourselves houses in the mountains and trees and what people construct, then feed on all kinds of fruit and follow the ways made easy for you by your Lord. From their bellies come a drink of different colors in which there is healing for the people. There truly is a sign in this for those who think. And then I wrote this. My one and only granddaughter Pippa, not quite yet two, is learning about the birds and the bees. In their home in Tennessee, her moms have on their porch a nest in a grocery bag. Quite unexpectedly, a mother bird built the nest, and just this week, two little baby birds, birdies, as Pippa calls them, have hatched. It's not a story that will make the news, but I share it as one who needs a sign, ayah in Arabic, upon which to reflect. The schemers of the world demand their attention, and if we're not careful, we can spiral down a dark path of fear and cynicism, ultimately despair, when we put our energy and life force reflecting on them. But the signs, as Pippa is observing them, are the bigger signs, the deeper signs in creation that existed long before the newsmakers of this world and will be present long after they have breathed their last. This world is beauty. Our lives are short. Let us not miss the signs revealed in the birds and the bees and find hope, healing, and joy therein. That's what I wrote for the Beaverton Resource Guide. In the midst of politics and yelling, sickness and worry, children and parents, bills and old age, toothaches and stiff joints, a scary future, and a sorry past. In the midst of that, I think of Pippa and her buddies. Sue Monk Kidd, over 20 years ago, wrote The Dance of the Dissident Daughter. And the final paragraph to this popular book that has been a source of wisdom, courage, and confidence for countless women and men, concludes with a passage about the importance of signs. She didn't use the word sign, but you'll hear it. I look back now and I'm grateful. I recall that whenever I struggled, doubted, wondered if I could pull my thread into this fabric, someone or something would always appear. A friend, a stranger, a figure in a dream, a book, an experience, some shining part of nature, and remind me that this thing I was undertaking was holy to the core. I would learn again that it is all right for women to follow the wisdom in their souls, to name their truth, to embrace the sacred feminine, and there is undreamed voice, strength, and power in us. And that is what I've come to tell you. I've come over these wise distances to tell you she is in us. That's how Sue Monk Kidd completed her book, Dance of the Dissident Daughter. It's all about the signs. When you need one, when you don't even know you need one. All around us, a fringe with an indigo twist, baby birds in a grocery bag, a healing drink from the belly of bees. May you notice a sign, or many of them, to lighten your load. Amen.
The song is called More Time. It's by Need to Breathe. I promised you the world again, everything within my hands, all the riches one could dream, they will come from me. I hope that you could understand that this is not what I had planned. Don't worry now, it will turn around. 'Cause I need more time, just a few more months and we'll be fine. So say what's on your mind, 'cause I can't figure out just what's inside. I hope that you could understand that this is not what I had planned. Please don't worry now, it will turn. I need more time, just a few more months and we'll be fine. So say what's on your mind, 'cause I can't figure out just what's inside. So say I know we can make it if we try. I need more time, just a few more months and we'll be fine. Off to new lands, so hold on to my hands, it's gonna be alright. It's a whole lot brighter, so stand by the fire, it's gonna be alright. The road gets harder, but it's not much farther, it's gonna be alright. You know that it ain't easy, but please believe me, it's gonna be alright. Please don't worry now, please don't worry now. Don't worry now, it will turn around. 'Cause I need more time, just just a few more months and we'll be fine. So say what's on your mind, 'cause I can't figure out just what's inside. So say alright, 'cause I know we can make it if we try. I need more time, just a few more months and we'll be fine.